And Hector says that he's going to announce the fight. Well, anyway, now let's see. We got the store all cleaned up, and here, you'd better be getting into this full dress, Professor Thistlewaite Lynch. Shucks.
Do I have to wear a dress?
Why, certainly you do.
I look like a dad darn fool in a dress.
Never mind. You go ahead and put it on. Slip it right on over your other clothes. Hold just a second. I see what this is. Hello. Oh, hello, Professor. Oh, land of Goshen. Shakes. Well, yes, I'll tell him to hurry. Yes, I will. Yes, I'll tell him. Thanks. Oh, shakes.
Say, look, Zeb, this ain't no dress. It's a pair of pants and a coat. Pretty slick looking, too.
Yes, well, get into him. Professor Thistlewaite says them folks with the cup is on the way over here right now. Shakes alive. Hurry up.
Well, don't rush me. These pants is kind of tight.
Well, now be careful with them. Professor Thistlewaite said it'd take good care of that suit because he's got to wear it tomorrow night. So look out. Didn't you hear me tell you to be careful of that suit?
Well, I can't help it. These dang pants is too tight. I can't even pull them.
Wait, you darn fool. Wait, you're standing on the leg. Lift up your foot. No, the other foot. Did you do that
first?
What'd you grab hold of that shelf for?
Well, I couldn't help it. I couldn't hold up both feet without hanging on to something.
Shakes. We just got the store cleaned up, too. Well, get up. Don't sit there like a bump.
Yes, I am a-getting up, ain't I?
Yeah, look at them pants. Look at that tear in them. Wait a minute, I'll get a needle and thread and fix them. You put on the coat.
Dadgummit, this coat's kind of tight, too, Zeb.
Take it easy now. There you be.
If I take a big breath...
Well, you don't need to take a big breath. Just sort of squinch together. And now, stand still here, and then let me mend them pants. Just as Professor Thistlewaite said, take care of these clothes. You've got to...
Ouch!
Stand still, I tell you.
Yeah, but you're sewing the pants faster than what I got on underneath.
Well, why didn't you say so sooner? I can't do nothing about it now. I'll rip them out after people's gone. There. Now walk kind of careful, will you? And you better not sit down either.
Yeah, but I can't stand up all evening. My knee is pretty dad darn bad today, Zeb. You know, it's just
never mind your knee. Now you just stand there till I get this mess cleaned up here.
I really bumped my knee that time. It kind of hurt.
Hey, what are you doing there now? What is that?
I'm just turning the radio into the fight.
Well, you just tune it out to the fight. Them people that's going to give you the cup over ever catch you listening to a prize fight, they'll...
Ladies and gentlemen!
Wait a second, that's Mr. Bigger talking.
Your attention for a moment, please. I promised the merchants of this town that I would put up an arena here and stage a big fight. I kept my word. The arena is built, and you are sitting in it. But now, at the time that the bout should start, Mr. Nelson's opponent has not shown up.
See what I tell you. Nobody go there and not fight that feller.
My friends, I am as disappointed as you are. More disappointed because I thought the people of Corn Center were on the level. I didn't expect to be left whole in the bag. I'm going to wait 5 minutes more. And if Mr. Nelson's opponent does not show up, I shall have to call this fight off.
What do you think of that?
And I will burn Mr. Nelson's opponent as a yellow, cowardly, double-crossing rat.
See.
And in case you want to know who I mean, his name is F. Peters.
What was that? Say,
well, by the Ginger River.
Don't turn it off. Let's listen to
Listen this. Nothing. I'm going over there and fight that feller. I ain't going...
Wait a second, you dad darn...
Nobody can call me Yeller. I'll knock him so dad darn fart.
Listen to reason. That feller will kill you.
I don't give a dad darn. Where's my hat?
Oh, but them people's coming with the cup. You can't...
Tell them to wait. I won't be gone long. I'll skin out the back way and across the lot. I'll be back in
just... Yes, but wait. You can't wear Professor Thistlewaite's suit. Take it off.
I can't. It's sewed fast to me. Tell them people to wait. I'll settle this business that darn quick.
Yes, he'll get himself killed as sure as I'm a foot high, land of Goshen. How do you do?
We got the cup committee. I believe you know all these people?
Yes.
Good evening, Mr. Winter.
And Mr. Peters, is he here?
Well, You see, Eb just went out the back way for a second. He said for you to wait.
Oh, yes, yes. Would you like to see the cup, Mr. Winterbottom?
Yes, it ain't no trouble.
Mr. Carmichael, if you'll let me have it for a moment.
Certainly, Mr. Eby.
Here. Oh, it's really a beauty. Something I'm sure Mr. Peters will be proud to possess. See, here's the inscription. Mr. Ebenezer Peters, lover of peace.
Yes, it'll look nice filled with flowers at the funeral.
Did you say funeral, Mr. Winterbottom?
Yes.
Why, nothing has happened to Mr. Peters, surely?
No, not yet. I just meant if anything did happen. You know how things is.
Oh, yes, I know. Life is uncertain.
I don't think it's uncertain for Eb. He's bound to get it.
Mr. Winterbottom, we have a little song dedicated to Mr. Peters, which we're going to sing when he arrives. Would you mind if we rehearsed it again?
No, go ahead. I can stand anything now.
Thank you. Now then, let's swing into it.
Oh, he's an advocate of peace. Comrade, our comrade, his fight for right will never cease. Comrade, our comrade, your righteousness he'll ever seek. For he's so gentle, mild and meek. He'll always tell the other cheek. Comrade, our comrade.
Oh, dear, dear.
I wonder what's keeping Mr. Peter.
While we're waiting, I'm going to turn on the radio.
Wait.
I believe that's the fight. Turn it off.
No, let it remain. Let us study this vile thing that we may be more able to combat it.
This is Hector Q. Smith announcing. I get $10 for this. Sorry, folks, but it looks like the fight is off. Kit Nelson has been sitting in his corner for the last 10 minutes, and the fight is off. There goes my $10. Wait, here comes Nelson's opponent. I can't believe my eyes. Yes, sir, the crowd is all standing up. Here comes Nelson's opponent down the center aisle. He's coming up to the ring.
And
folks, believe it or not, he's wearing a dress suit. And he's climbing into the ring in a dress suit.
Oh, dear.
Oh, gosh. There goes the bell. They didn't wait long, did they? The battle is on. They meet in the center of the ring. Nelson leads off with a right.
Oh, there goes Professor Thistlewaite's suit.
And his opponent. Well, his opponent is down. They're counting him out. One, two, three. No. He's getting up. Yeah, and he's again. He's getting up to swing. It's a knockout. It's a surprise. It's a knockout. Ed Peters wins by a knockout.
Disgraceful. Let's sing.
Comrade, our comrade, he's right for life, he's right for peace.